Welcome to the Incomplete Thoughts Podcast. I'm your host, Jake Delano. I'm just kidding. This is a good talk with Jake Delano, but we definitely do have some incomplete thoughts around here, and it's quite a maze when you're trying to navigate through what the fuck is going on, because shit gets a little crazy around here sometimes. Fuck, it's in the bio. I'm not even going to lie to you. Oh, but what's up? How's it going? Made a TikTok. You know, I've been trying to get into the TikTok a little bit. I have some TikToks from the past, you know, because I made an account a while ago. I have like 3 or 4. They're kind of dumb. But I was in Woodman's the other day getting some grocery shopping done, whatnot. And we needed some toilet paper pretty bad. So I was like, all right, let's go get some toilet paper. So we get into the toilet paper aisle, and there is just a mile of fucking toilet paper in that aisle. There's so much toilet paper. I could wipe my ass for years with how much was there, okay? So I'm looking at it. Well, the name of it is Irresistible. Huh, sounds a little funny, doesn't it? Why in the hell would they have this much toilet paper that's supposedly irresistible? It just doesn't make any sense. It must not be very irresistible if people aren't buying it. That's the thing. Also, I do a little bit more research. I'm like, maybe this shit's just expensive as fuck. You know, maybe it really is that damn good. And it's just expensive as hell, and no one wants to buy it. Well, look at the price. Three packages for $10, okay? 12 rolls come in a package. What's 3 times 12? 36, baby. You get 36 fucking rolls with 425 sheets on there, okay? That's a lot of damn toilet paper for only $10. It's a pretty good deal. So why are people not buying it? Let me tell you the conclusion I came to. It must be some shitty ass toilet paper, okay? No way do you have toilet paper that's named Irresistible with that kind of a deal and no one's buying it. People must hate using that on their pooper. No way. No way. I made a TikTok about it. I made a rant.
I was like, what?
Like, I just, it blew my mind. It completely baffled me. They had that much toilet paper. The name of it was Irresistible. And it's that shitty. Ha! No pun intended right there. Just kidding. It was extremely intended. But it just blew my mind. So we ended up getting that shit. Long story short, it is pretty irresistible. Because the longer we stood in that aisle, looking, trying to figure out what toilet paper we wanted, the more and more that shit was just calling out to me. Jake. 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 Come wipe your booty with me. Jake. Come get this toilet paper. I'm irresistible. And I was, dude, it was just calling out to me. And then it started making eyes at me. And I was like, ooh. Yep, we're getting this toilet paper. We're going to try it out. And I'm going to give a review. So, I've been able to use this toilet paper. Like, damn, I don't know. It's been over 5 times, though, since we got it. And I'm going to be honest with you. It's not that bad. It's kind of nice. That's really kind of nice. It's not as great as Charmin with the naked bears. And it's not as nice as Cottonelle with like the clouds and shit. But it's pretty nice. For 3 for $10. It's pretty nice, actually. It's pretty nice. So I just wanted to send an apology to Irresistible Toilet Paper. For really making fun of you. But hey, in the video at the end, you saw that I bought it. So I gave you some profit. So forgive me. Sponsor the pod, baby. I'll use your toilet paper forever. For life. Send me that lifetime supply. Oh, yeah. Let's really hop into this shit here. We're going to hit you with... Oh, God. You already know what. You already know what. Some Sublime, baby. What I got. Ooh, because it's the best. Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. Early in the morning, rising to the street. Light me up that cigarette. Got strap shoes on my feet. Ooh. What reason? Ah, everything went wrong. Oh no. Where's my money? Ooh, ooh. Drugs are bad, kids. How are we doing that? Oh, yeah. Shred it. Ooh, he's killing it right here. Absolutely killing it. I love it. I really love it. Absolutely. So not. Oh, when you're not. Ooh, yeah. That's enough of that. Okay? That's enough of that. We're going to really dive into it here. So, before recording the podcast, I went and got my hairs cut, which is kind of a big deal because it was extremely long, honestly. It was really long. But, got them cut. I got all of them cut. And every time I go get my hair cut, I kind of do a little bit of the same thing, but at the same time, different every time. That sounds confusing as fuck, but if you're following along, give yourself a pat on the back because, hey, I'm proud of you. Sometimes it's hard shit to follow along with me. But today, what I did is I go to the barber shop and they give you like this little card. And on the card, once you're done, the stylist that you had can like write down what she did on there. There's like a little spot on there where she can write it down like, oh, I hit the sides with a zero fade and then took the scissors to the top. Or I'd be like, ooh, take a 0.5 to the sides and the back. Trim the top a little bit. Give it a nice fade. Hit a line. I don't know. Bunch of different stuff. So today, I was like, dude, oh, I really want to get my hair cut because it's long as hell. But I don't necessarily know what I want to get it cut into. I don't know what I'm necessarily looking for, if you feel. Normally, I have a general idea, but this time I was like, man, I don't know really what I want because my hair is just crazy whack. It's so thick and it just does whatever the fuck it wants. Kind of like white people. I'm just kidding. White people are easy people to pick on. I'm white. But shut up. Let's go. Moving. What the fuck was I talking about here? I completely lost my train of thought. Oh. Yeah. So I pull out this card that I found in my wallet. On the way there, I was digging around in my wallet, looking around, found one of them little cards with some directions on the bottom. So I get up in there, showed it to her, and damn. I love it. It's awesome. I'm digging it a lot. I got it. What the hell was it? I used it as an example partially. It's 0.5 on the sides and the back. To a 2S slash B and then fucking scissors on top. Yeah, scissors on top. Yeah, sounds confusing as hell, doesn't it? Shit, when I pulled it out of my wallet and I read it, I was like, I don't know what any of this shit means. I'm just going to assume that they start out with like a half an inch and then they just gradually fade it into like a 2-inch or like a level 2 or something. If I had to guess, But don't quote me on that, because I could be a big dumb idiot. But that's what I think. That's how I think it works. So I had her do that. She cut it up. Turned out to be awesome. Loved it. It's cool. It's great. I'm satisfied. That reminds me of a story. One time I got a haircut, okay? I was in high school. Now, back in high school, you really give a shit what people think. I mean, I did. I don't want to be the guy that says, oh, dude, I didn't care what anyone thought in high school. I was just like that, dude. Yeah, I didn't care. I did what I wanted. Because that's not true. I definitely cared what people thought. But at the same time, I still didn't give a shit, you know? Like, I did me, kind of rocked it. Whatevs. People liked it? Hell yeah. Guess what? You get to look at it every day. I'm always going to be looking fly as fuck. Then some people, they're like, oh, dude, this guy's weird as fuck. I'm not digging it. Guess what? Fuck you. In the nicest way possible. I don't give a shit. You know, that's just kind of the attitude I had. But at the same time, you know, you still kind of care. Someone would be like, yo, your hair looks fucking whack. I'd be like, ah, shit. What? Nah, I didn't freak out that bad. But I'd be like, fuck. Looking like I belong in a fucking dumpster behind Quick Trip. Like 3 a.m. But no. I don't honestly even know where I'm going with any of that. Oh, yeah, the fucking haircut. God, I am all over the place today. I'm just excited about my new equipment and shit. But let me get back to it. So back in high school, needed to get a haircut. Okay? So I go to the barbershop. I've been going there for a long time. Very long time. Love the place. You know, you get a nice massage afterwards. Great place. So I set myself up for a haircut and I go and I get my haircut. Well, I tell her, I'm like, okay, I want it shorter on the side. See, this is back when I didn't really know what the hell I was ordering when I went to the hairstylist. I always had like a little bit of anxiety and I kind of panicked a little bit. Because they just bombard you with a bunch of questions and you just kind of be like, well, I want it like this long on the sides and like this long on the top. And they're just like looking for something a little bit more specific. At the time, I couldn't give that to them. Now I'll just be like, boom, number two fade, sides and back, and then trim the top a little bit. Or, hey, take like 3 inches off the top. You know, you just kind of change, you know, you learn as you get older and you learn to kind of change up the lingo a little bit and you get to know that hairstylist language. And then you can understand them really when they're talking shit, because sometimes they'll talk shit with like little innuendos, little hairstylist like speaking language. And that kind of goes along with this. So I tell her what's up. Okay. I just tell her I want it shorter on the sides, work its way up, like a little bit longer, which is a fade. And then on the top, I wanted it a little bit longer so I could still like put it to the side a little bit or put it to the back a little bit. But I didn't want it super long. Well, I was distracted as hell. I'm sitting there. They got the TV on. Like I said, sometimes I can be a big dumb idiot. So I'm sitting there just watching the TV, not paying attention to anything, just zoning out. She wasn't talking to me. I wasn't talking to her. Well, the end of the haircut comes and she spins me into the mirror. And she's like, how do you like it? Boom. Eyes hit the mirror. That fucking shit shattered because this haircut was terrible. I'm sitting there and I'm like, what the hell did I tell her? Did I say something wrong? What? she definitely misunderstood me, like, big time, because this is not what I was picturing in my head at all. She basically made me bald on my sides and the back of my head, all the way up to, like, where you would put a hard line on either side. There was no fade in it whatsoever, just bald, basically. And then on top, it looked like she just fucking glued a toupee to the top of my head. It looked like she went to WGNR, took a utility knife and cut a fucking square out of a piece of brown carpet, picked up some fucking Gorilla Glue on her way back. She stopped at Fleet Farm, got herself some Gorilla Glue. She came back and she glued it to the top of my head. It looked like I had a fucking carpet folded backwards over the top of my head. Well, I didn't know what to do or say. You know, I mean, you'd be thinking, I'd be like, yo, you need to fix this. But I was just sitting there and I'm like, this is awful. There's no way to this can even be fixed. She could just basically buzz the top of my head. But then I was just sitting there. I panicked. I freaked out. I didn't want to be sitting there too long, not saying anything. So I got up and I started walking out. Well, I'm walking out and all of a sudden a couple of stylists are looking at me and laughing. And then they look at her and they're laughing and she like raises her hands up and everything. And then she's like, nice cut, G. And I was like, what? Definitely made fun of me right there. Like she was just making fun of me because it did not look good at all. I was not digging it. Okay. And then they started like talking in a different language with, they were saying something like scissors. They were talking about lines, this, this, and that. And they're just laughing, looking at me. And I'm like, damn. Like, I know damn well you guys are talking shit right now. You really are. I was just dumbfounded. After I got that haircut, walked up, paid. There was no way I was tipping her. Usually I tip for a haircut because, in my opinion, that's a skill. I'd rather tip a hairstylist than like a waiter or a waitress because don't take this the wrong way. I used to work in the restaurant industry, but I can go get my own food. You know? I can go, it's as simple as it sounds. I can't even explain it really anymore. I can get up and go get my own food. I can go take my own order. Yeah, I can do all that, but I can't sit down and give myself a good haircut. Unless I'm sitting there and I'm buzzing that shit, I can't just give myself a good haircut. That's something that's learned. It's a skill. So I always tip on haircuts. But I did not tip her this time because I was just so unhappy with my hair. And I put my hat on immediately. Well, we had to go to a basketball game after this. Me and my buddy were going to a basketball game. He's waiting in the car. Basketball game's right down the road. High school ball. And I hop in the car. And he's like, well, dude, let me see it. I'm like, nah, man. I'm just going to keep the hat on. Just chill. And he's like, dude, come on. Let me see it. So I take my hat off. And he just starts fucking dying. And I'm sitting there and I just start dying. I'm like, dude, this is fucked up. Like, I don't even know what I'm going to do. Can't wear a hat at school. Like, I was in quite a predicament. Some would say, you know, that big old dill pickle. So we ended up going to the basketball game. Someone hit my hat off. Everyone looked at it. Everyone was like, damn, they're laughing and everything. But I owned it, to be honest. I was like, yeah, I got a fucked up haircut. And it sucks balls. Looks like someone fucking taped a ferret on the top of my fucking head. But I ended up rocking it that night. And then I went to my buddy's house and I shaved it all right then and there. in his garage using his grandma's like 1970 Grand Cherokee Jeep window as a mirror. I just buzzed that shit right off of my head. All of it. Gone. Zip, 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 zip. Gone. And then I looked like a fucking convict for like 6 months. I had to get my, this is senior year too. I had to get my NWTC college fucking student ID picture looking like a convict. Went to school looking like a con. And nothing against cons, because I'm sure some of you are very, very beautiful people. But me, I know that I wouldn't have to worry about dropping the soap in the bathroom, because I wouldn't make one ugly ass convict. I can't do skinhead, bald head. I can't do that. Gotta have some hairs up there. Gotta. But yeah, that was just a bunch of meaningless talk about my fucking haircut. That haircut passed. I don't know. Is anyone seeing this shit about this monolith? I know you're all seeing it. Shit's fucking crazy. This monolith, this metal structure, hollow, appears in the middle of a desert. This happened a while ago. I didn't get a chance to talk about it. This shit appears in the middle of the desert out of nowhere. Some hikers come rolling up on it and they're like, yo, what is this? No one knows. So some scientists and shit go to do research on that thing. Poof. It's disappeared. It's gone. Where did it go? And then I saw that apparently one appeared in Romania, looking like the very same thing. The shit's creepy. And I honestly, you know, when it really comes down to it, I think that aliens are probably real. They're definitely, they got to be real. The universe is so big. There's so much out there. We cannot be the only intelligent life. I mean, some animals are smart as fuck. Like dolphins, monkeys. Like, there's definitely another species somewhere out there in the world. In space that is just as advanced. Just as advanced as we are. There's got to be. It's just so big. There has to be. And then you got the government coming out here and saying, oh, yeah, we have most definitely had alien shit. We've got alien shit locked up. Just they came out and said that at the beginning of like 2020. They released videos of like flying saucers and shit like that. They say they've got equipment and like elements that are, you can't even find on the earth. Like, they're, it's real. What I want to know is, why all of a sudden are they dropping these metal monoliths down and making them disappear? I have one idea. Well, let me tell you. They're trying to abduct us. The aliens are trying to get us. Okay? Simple as that. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. They're trying to get us. What else could you... If they're trying to study us, think of it this way. What's up? I'm an alien. My name's Frank.
Hey, guys. What's up? I'm an alien. Frank.
Now, Frank, he's going to see the Board of Aliens. Okay? Now, this Board of Aliens, they take care of studying humans and shit like that and different species. Well, Frank comes up and he's like,
hey, guys, let me put this metal monolith down. I bet you all these humans will walk up to it and they'll be like, hey, what's this? And then once they get close enough, we can just start scanning them and shit.
The board's like, oh, yes, yes, that's a very good idea. Yes, yes. Frank's like,
woohoo.
Okay, game over. Boom. Mission started. The aliens drop this metal monolith down in the middle of the fucking desert where they know no one's going to go except hikers. People who are curious. They like to explore. All right? Hikers. Walking down this path. Oh, hey, what's that? sees the metal monolith. Hey, guys, let's go look at that shit. They all go walking over there. They get within like 50 feet or whatever the fuck aliens measure in, honestly. They get within 50 feet. Boom. Frank starts scanning them. Beep, boop, 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 boop. Scanning the humans, all right? Once he scans them and everything, scans enough, he's like, well, shit. I've learned as much as I can by scanning them. We need to abduct them. So then later on one night, you know, kids or something, people who heard about it are out there trying to find it, explore, look for it, see what the fuck it is. Next thing you know, boom! The monolith abducts them. Scotty, beam me up. Beam shoots down from it. Boom. People are disappearing left and right. Alien abductions. I'm calling it right now. Where's my bookie? I'm going to put $150 down. I would put more, but hey, I'm broke. $150 down. Saying that the aliens are using these monoliths to abduct us. They're trying to get us. They're trying to get us. They're trying to probe us. They're trying to get us. End of story. I'm just here to warn everyone. Because that is my philosophy on it all. But at the same time, what do I always say? What are you going to do? She goes, she goes, she goes, she goes. Let's move on. Got some new equipment. Pretty excited about that. Got a dope new desk from Amazon. Jeff Bezos, if you're listening, go ahead and follow the pod on all the social medias and like it. And also sponsor the podcast because we love you and we get a lot of shit from you. Love Amazon. Who doesn't, though? But yeah, I got this dope desk from Amazon. It's super cool. I also went ahead and got some new mics, some new boom stands. I got an audio interface. Still trying to figure this shit out. Sometimes I can sound a little whack. So really trying to mess around with it, learn it, get good with it. Coming up soon, we're going to really get the video episodes going on YouTube. Going to get the YouTube up and rolling, baby, so you can see my beautiful face. And you can see all our beautiful guests that will be coming on with us. But like I said, we're going to go ahead and close out. So if you are not already, go ahead and follow the Good Talk Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Twitter. Also, if you're not already, go ahead and subscribe to the Good Talk Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and all of your podcasting platforms to fill your podcasting needs to listen to me. Want to say thank you. Love all of you listeners up in the States. Want to say thank you. Love all you listeners overseas. Love all of y'all. You're the best apples in the best apple orchard that any apple farmer could ever ask for. Tune in next week, babies.